Well, praise the Lord, you're here
Love
with
Talk
Blog
Radio
Industry. Praise the Lord that you're tuning in to hear Full Armor of God Ministries in corporation with Pastor Ruben Bajo and Doreen Bajo. We're glad to have you here today. We want to tell you a little bit our new location where we have moved. If you like to looking for a church or a church service, it is at 4170 South Decatur Boulevard, suite number 1 and 2. We thank you. If you need any information, you can call in at 702-517-4984. We meet there. Our services, Bible studies at 7 o'clock. Right now, Pastor Ruben is teaching about the School of the Prophets. This Sunday, a worship service at 3 o'clock. You also can contact us with our website, which is www.FullArmorOfGodMinistriesInc.org. We are also trying to announce today our Full Armor of God Ministries trucking school that Pastor Ruben has just started. We have a GoFundMe account, .org. It's 2PBJA6TJ. 2PBJA6TJ. That funding will help us to get up and running. We're trying to help new organizations that are coming in or sober living homes that some of these guys and women can't get a job. So they come to our trucking school and they're able to get their Class A. If you're interested, you can call Pastor Ruben at 951-227-3127. And you can leave a message or get a hold of them. We're also promoting today, thanking the Lord. If you're not doing anything, you can go to the Spirit Fest. It's right now at Las Vegas, Nevada, and it's at SOS Radio. They're announcing it. So the more people we get out there, the more we can get together and praise the Lord.
Good afternoon. It's good to be with you once again. This is Pastor Ruben with Blog Talk Radio. There's many events taking place all over Las Vegas, Los Angeles, all over the place. Things are taking place all over Las Vegas. Manny Pacquiao is fighting out here. We know the controversy that he had with speaking the word of God. The call by Lou Angle that's taking place in the Coliseum. There's over 100,000 Christians uniting together to see the work of the body of the Christ. So we know that's taking place. A mighty move of God's going to sweep the nation. So we're excited about that. Also, SOS Radio and Grace City is putting in an event today. It's Las Vegas at Breeze Park. Come out there. There's going to be food, food trucks, games, prizes. Have all kinds of bands coming out there, the David Crowder Band, Grace City, all kinds of good stuff's going to be happening out. So why don't you just go out there? If you've got nothing out, take your family out there. They'll really enjoy it. They'll have a good time. Also, another event that's coming up here shortly that I'd like you to be part of. It's called the ministry called Hedges and Highways Outreach Ministries. Awesome couple of God. Going out into the highways and the byways, compelling them to come into the body of Christ. It's called Position Your Purpose. It's going to be taking place April 22nd through the 25th. I'll be one of the speakers there on the 22nd, 23rd, 1 p.m. So come out and join us. But there'll be many different speakers coming out, all different kinds of classes. From systematic theology, from drug abuse, from sexual molestation, and coming out of homosexuality, all kinds of good stuff, all kinds of great leaders coming from all over the states. So come out there. It's a $20 fee. It's $20.16, representing 2016. It's going to be an awesome event. Come out and join us. Bring some of your friends, neighbors out there that need to get delivered. Amen.
Amen.
Well, I have a guest with us today. He's going to talk a little bit about how his background, how he came from drugs and all kinds of crazy stuff. He was out in the world, and God just delivered him. set him free. So he's so excited to be set free by the power of God. There's many people out there that are still out there, that's still battling, trying to get set free. They're fighting against the enemy. And this is one of the reasons why I believe it's so important as for the church. This is the job of the church, you know, is to have a place of restoration. The Old Testament called it the house of refuge. And we understand the house of refuge is where they used to put a candle in the window, and people can come to this house, and they would clean them up and feed them and house them and anoint them with the oil of gladness. And people were just excited to be able to go to a house that they would receive us. So that isn't that like the Lord? The Lord will never forsake us. So he's always faithful. He's always willing that any should come to him, confess our sins before him, and clean us up, put us our feet on a solid rock, and set our going in and our coming out. So I have a special guest that has a testimony of how God literally impacted his life, and he's continued doing the work of God, and he's going to continue to keep going forward. I have a guest. His name is Robert Kamak. He's better known as AKA as Revival Robbie. So I'm going to introduce him to you and let him say hello and let him share to you just to encourage you. And if you're out there and you're having struggles with alcoholism and drug addiction and you feel like you're trapped and there's no hope, let me tell you something. God is still hearing your prayers. If you're crying out to him, he's able to deliver you. So welcome our guest, Revival Robbie.
Yeah, my name is Robert Kamak, and I came to Former God Ministries from Prescott, Arizona, where I was only a year sober, and before that I was almost went to prison for spitting on the cops in a little town called Cottonwood. I had a problem with alcohol and everything. And since I've been at Former God Ministries 9 months, my mind has been restored through a clinical diagnosis of schizophrenia and psychosis. I have no more thoughts of wanting to harm myself or others. I have thoughts towards the future. As Former God Ministries, it's come to get restored through the blood of Jesus Christ. Doing your mind and the Holy Spirit revival ministry. One thing I take joy in is covering the Bible and preaching the Word of God to people. My life was spared two times over, one from a car accident. I made a U-turn on a highway and was hit by a Dodge van. The impact put my lights out for 8 minutes, and it took them an hour and a half to pull me out of the car. And when they got me out of the car, I wasn't breathing for an additional 8 minutes, and they hit me with an adrenaline shot and brought me back to life. My life was spared. God restored me. I had 5 fractures of the pelvis, 4 cracked ribs. Glass was removed out of the back of my head. Fractured fifth cervical vertebrae. I'm very blessed to be walking. I spent a month and a half in the hospital and had to go through physical, occupational, and speech therapy. I'm blessed to be alive, and when I hit bad times or I think that there's something wrong with me, which there isn't, God tells me I'm a walking, talking, breathing miracle of God.
Amen.
Walking because of my back, talking because of the hit to the head, and so talking and walking, breathing miracle, and just time to give something back. A year and a half, 2 years ago, no, about more than that, about 4 years ago, I was drinking under a drainage tunnel with the wrong crowd, the guys living on the streets. And a kid turned around. I called him brother. He got mad and he stabbed me in the gut with a buck knife. Immediately I hit the ground and I thought I was going to die. All this blood was on the right side of my body. So I prayed right there. I said, God, if I can make it through a car accident, I can make it through this, no problem. And immediately I got up, put my hand on the wound, and walked about a quarter mile to Hastings, and they called the paramedics, and I ended up with 4 holes in my intestines, and they removed my appendix. My life was spared. That was the second time around. Before I got here, I was at a ministry called Church on the Street, Revival Ministry, and I take joy into the rehabilitation of dealing with, I was helping guys coming off of drugs and alcohol and spiritual related problems. And my plans for the future is to continue Bible college. I've completed 18 books on a Christian life series and working on AAS degree in biblical studies through Global University.
Amen. Robbie, hold on for a minute. I remember, why don't you give a little bit of the testimony when you first came into our rehab home, and that was like 15 years ago when your father had came in. He was in a rock and roll band and very well known. Matter of fact, he was here when we were located in California. He was here in one of the hotels ready to commit suicide. He had drank himself almost to death. And I remember a good friend of his brought him to our rehab home there in Moreno Valley when we were located in California. Well, anyway, he had came in, and I'll never forget that day. We were having a church in the home, and we had maybe about 100 people going in that little house. It was a big house. And I remember we were praying deliverance for somebody, and your dad, Rob, walked in and turned around and looked at everything, and his friend turned around and said, maybe you need to leave here. And he says, no, maybe I need to stay here. Well, anyway, the testimony of all that was that we ministered to him. He ended up staying with us, I think, about 6 months or over, got delivered from his alcoholism, and he used to sit there and play the keyboard, so he started playing the keyboard for our ministry. But one of the things that he always used to say is, I need to help my son, Robbie. I need to help my son, Robbie. He's up there in Arizona, and I feel that I need to go out there and minister to him. Well, as he was sitting there, he was composing some songs, and he used to tell me, Pastor Doreen, I don't know many Christian songs, but how do you convert some of these oldies? I just know older songs. So we sat down, and he changed the songs to Little Richie on Good Golly Dear Molly, and we turned it around, and we reworded it, Good Golly Dear God. Well, my husband had noticed that there in town had came a tent revival meeting, and Little Richard just happened to be there ministering. So my husband had took everybody in the men's home, and they gave him a chance. My husband went up, and he said, Little Richard, I have this guy in the home that has Good Golly, Dear Molly. He turned it and converted it to Dear Golly, Dear God, and brought down the whole house. He loved it. I mean, everybody just went crazy over this song, and we thanked the Lord. But nevertheless, he always had a deep thought and always prayed every day for his son to get saved. And I just want to have you share how you came after your car accident. You were very suicidal the first time you came into the home, and that was over 15 years.
Yeah. Okay, when I first got to, before I got to Full Armor God Ministries in 2001, I was working at casinos, drinking, using marijuana, and I was in a relationship for 5 years, and we ended up having a child together, and that didn't work out. And God kept telling me that the child wasn't mine, and I was real distraught on that, and I got real depressed, thinking that I was a bad person and everything for doing so. And so I went to Former God Ministries, and I was cutting my left arm with a knife. I was cutting my neck, and I was very suicidal. So I stayed there and for a little while, and
24/7 watch.
I was on 24/7 watch, and Pastor Ruben had to literally shake me out of the behavior. I was showing disrespect by going around the house playing with knives and everything. So I continued to get better and everything, and I left. And when I left, that's when I was stabbed, and then that's when God woke me up out of that behavior pattern, and I got a job building houses. I'm a framing carpenter, and then led me to Prescott, Arizona, and then God led me here 9 months ago.
But you're back only because God has brought you back now that you're cured, you're healed, and you're delivered. And so many people, we planted the seed, and I believe other people in other ministries watered it. Now you're back again as a minister, as an evangelist.
Yeah.
You know, you're here also as a director for the Full Armor of God Ministries. So I really believe there's people out there, Robbie, that are listening to this and saying, you know, I've tried everything. I've tried all kinds of different programs. I've gone to AA. I've gone to NA. You know, I've been in, you know, sober living homes before, and none of them have truly worked. But I honestly believe that there's been many cases like you, Robbie, that have come into our program because we are a deliverance ministry. Don't you think that's why they come in and they totally get delivered? Because
yeah.
We minister to the people, you know, spiritually, emotionally,
right.
Counsel them, minister to them.
God hollows out your mind. Sometimes you have to hit rock bottom to realize how precious life is. Restoration is more than just dumping the drugs and alcohol. Can be, you know, pharmaceutical pills, hooked to pain pills, and so forth. A lot of people come out, can be delivered from suicidal ideation, anger problems, anger management, domestic violence, and everything. That's one thing that has come to my mind through working with a Bible study of more than just drugs and alcohol, anger management, and domestic violence counseling and everything. Pastor Ruben and Doreen are certified counselors. But it's seeing past the worldly things, being conformed to this world by the renewing of your mind. Life is more, it's about giving back and your personal testimony about reaching people on a professional level. It's not, you know, looking towards everybody has a calling on their life, and through the years that I left, then I went on, and I'm better known as Pastor Rob, just communication on the counseling level.
Amen.
Amen.
Wow, what a wonderful testimony. You see, I believe there's many people out there that are lost, hurting right now, needing to come back to God. And God is calling you back into the place of the kingdom. God is knocking on people's hearts and saying, come forth. God is such a wonderful God. What an amazing testimony. You know, he called somebody brother and they stabbed him. I'm glad that doesn't happen, at least I know of, too often in the church. You call somebody brother and they stab you. Usually you call them a brother and they'll want to give you a hug. So as David said, I was glad when they said unto me, let's go into the house of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, once again, is we truly believe that many, many times when we come out of drugs and situations like that are in bondage, and then they end up going to jail, and then they come out and they get clean and they serve the Lord and they thank God. And then when it's time for them to go on and to become a responsible citizen, a responsible a disciple of Christ, many, many times I've discovered that they don't have a trade. They don't have a talent. And I believe this is one of the reasons why many of the people that came out of drugs and bondages, that they went back to what they're used to doing. You know, they go back into selling drugs or being a pimp or being a thief, whatever the way they use to make money out there in the world. a lot of times when they come out, now that they're saved, they say, now that I'm saved, now what do I do? How do I survive out there in the world? How do I not only survive, but support my family and my children and become model citizens? You know, they don't want to go back to that old destructive behavior. So this is why one of the reasons why we encourage for them when they're coming out of a rehabilitation that they get some kind of trade. And this is why we've been working with so many other organizations that we're so grateful to be part of, to partner up with Nevada Partners and the Hedges and Highways Outreach Ministries, Las Vegas Rescue Mission. And these are some of, just to name a few that I can think of off the top of my head, that how they've been helping those and financially to be able to get them a trade. So this is why it's so important for us that after somebody goes through a certain level of rehab, rehabilitation, that they learn a trade, so after they come out, they can survive. They won't have to go back to what they're accustomed to learning to do, is what got them into this place in the very first place. You know, so I believe if you give somebody and teach somebody how to feed their family and be legal and be honest, it's easier than for them to just go back and start robbing, stealing, shooting up drugs and coming a pimp and all of that craziness. This is why it's so important for you to help us, to help those that are out there with giving them a trade with a trucking company.
I was thinking, Pastor Ruben, when all that took place in your car wreck, you know, you had a life and death situation, the same thing with Brother Robbie here. But I was thinking about it, and I think you shared your testimony before. And one of the things that you did after you were incarcerated, when you came out, they were supposed to give you a lot of years, more years than you can imagine. You'll probably be barely coming out. But anyway, God was gracious and merciful that they only gave you 4 years. But when you came, you tried to educate yourself when you were incarcerated. But when you came out, they ended up putting you in a place called Impact in Pasadena. And you ended up getting your license, your drug and alcohol license there. Can you kind of share about that? Because that's kind of the same role that you're taking right here and trying to share with others.
Well, I was really fortunate when I came out of rehab. I was lost out there. I remember going to my parole officer and said, you know what, I can't be out here in the streets. I wasn't wanted there in the streets of Los Angeles. I was one of the big drug dealers there in Los Angeles. And so the police department didn't want me there. One day I remember I got out, I went back to the old neighborhood, and they arrested me the same day. I remember looking down the corner and saying, man, look at all these police. I wonder who they're coming for. Little did I know, they're coming for me. So I kind of understand. I've been on the other side of the fence as well. So this is where my heart bleeds for those that are out there really lost and hungry and out there in drugs. So my testimony was that I was able to go to a place called Impact, and it was really the favor of God that allowed me to go into this place, because when I was there, there was many, many actors and actresses and people with money out there, you know, the elite that had to pay, you know, back then I remember it was like $30,000 a month. And, you know, I had no money, but God had made it a way that even the director that was there, his name was Ed Ward. I don't even know if he's even alive today, but he allowed me because he knew I was from East L.A., and he seen that I had a real hard life coming up, and he just wanted to help me, and he gave me the chance. And I remember my parole officer said, I said, 10 people there, and not one of them stood there 10 days. If you stay there 10 days, I will help you as much as I can. And I remember he came and visited me there after 30 days, and he was shocked that I was still there. He said, well, what is it kept you? I'm just going to stay here. I'm not going to leave. And he came like a year later when he was already being discharged. He really helped me, got me on my feet. So, you know, the parole office is our advocate if we use them for our benefit. Enough of me. I'm going to share with somebody else. We have another guest here with us that I like. She's been such a blessing in the short time that we've met her. I can't even tell you all the stuff that she's helped the ministry, and I believe that God has placed us with her. I want her to share with you and see what God is doing in her life, so you can be encouraged. So I'm going to walk her up. Teresa, Belle, come and share with the people out there.
Thank you, thank you. Praises, people of God. I just truly want to return the favor. Ever since I have come into contact with these anointed, crazy people, my life has truly changed. I mean, they've had me going through casinos, carrying the cross, and videotaping, and we ain't supposed to do that. They've had me running all over town with the big Jesus Christ is Lord truck. I mean, everywhere they go, they make a statement. Since being with them, I have truly found that I am truly sold out for the Lord. I just want to take the last few minutes and tell you about our website. It's www.fullarmorofgodministriesinc.org. Log on to our website, see what we're about. We have all the newspaper clippings of Pastor Bajo and the things that he's done with his ministry in California and in Nevada. Miss Pastor Doreen Bajo, she has a sober living community that is truly helping the nation. Subscribe to our email. We're trying to get a newsletter and everything out to let you know where we will be and where we'll be doing some crazy things. If you are faint of heart, don't come see us because we are all sold out for Jesus. We truly, truly will have a ball and uplift the Lord.
Amen.
So at the, we got a few more minutes. Robbie, you want to say anything else?
Yeah. I just like to say and encourage people that you can't get rid of the drugs and the alcohol. The just like I did the alcohol, there's more to life than drinking, and that just trust in Jesus Christ, personal relationship with him on a daily basis, and stay in the Word, and just keep praying, and God will direct your path.
And you know what? I really thank the Lord because I know me and Pastor Ruben have 30 years and being sober. And, you know, there's hope out there. You know, people don't have to serve the Lord one day and then fall down and then get back up. I know we live under grace and mercy, but the whole idea is to get restored and stay restored and delivered so that you don't continue to turn back into the world. Continue to serve the Lord and go forward. But if you're hearing this message today, please, please contact us and let us know what's going on in your life. We have a bunch of prayer warriors that will pray for your prayer requests. And if you need help and you need to come into our program, call in also. But whatever it is that you're going through today, you're not going through it alone. You have Jesus Christ on your side and also full armor of God. So God bless you.
Amen.
Well, that's encouraging to hear. That's encouraging to hear. Praise God. We are people that care. We want to help you get out of the mess, whatever mess you're in. But also, we also would like you to help us to reach those that are less fortunate than us. And so if God has blessed you financially, you want to be a blessing to somebody else, why don't you help donate to our cause and see the lives of people that are changing by the gospel. We do have the semi that runs all over and has on the side written, Jesus Christ is Lord, not a swear word. So come and join us. We're actually looking to have more airtime so we can fellowship with you more and give you more information so you can be part of us as a growing family so we can grow together and with the Lord and see what God does with these people's lives that need to be changed.
So you could also donate vehicles to save lives.
So if you want to donate anything for a cause, it doesn't have to be a monetary. You can donate if you need a car, boat, house, anything that's going to help build the kingdom. You're welcome. Go on our website. It's www.fullarmorofgodministriesinc.org. We are a charitable organization. We don't rely on the government. We are a Christian institute. So our mission is to reach the world with the gospel of Jesus Christ and to bring souls and have their name written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Goodbye for now. Until next week, we'll see you then.
God bless.
God bless.
God bless.
God bless. God bless.